Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. I'm thankful because I'm finally getting over. I had the flu or whatever it was a couple weeks ago, and my body was a little weak. And I'm finally starting to feel strong again, and I am just thankful for that. But I wanted to go over this. I was, I've been feeling a little disconnected to God lately. And I think what happens is you know, you read the word, and then you do the teaching or whatever, and then I go to work and I live my life and I do the things that I need to do during the day. And I've been battling on whether or not it's a maturity thing in the sense of I've been reading for so long. I've been doing this for such a long time that I'm just kind of settled that I know where, who God, you know, the God's in my life. I go to God, but I always feel, I kind of condemn myself because I go to God when I need something. That makes sense. I feel like I'm way more in the Word. I'm way more pounding the Word when I need something or when I'm lacking something. But when I'm in a state of being blessed, I feel like I'm a little less connected. Now, a couple weeks ago, we had that eclipse, and we were right in the middle of that, and that was a godly experience. I mean, that was unbelievable. But the point is that everybody goes through this, and if you're going, that's why I started listening to those hymns in the morning. I wanted to start just getting. And, you know, not dropping the phone, listening to like godly worship music or something that will kind of get me into the state of being blessed and a state of thinking of Him. God is so good and He is so in your life. And even when you start to feel the rest of God, where you cease from your works and you start to kind of feel that loving disposition that God has for you and you have that relationship with God and you start to apply this stuff in your life. You know, it just never ends is the point. It never ends. There's always somewhere you can go with God. There's always something you can do. Stay connected and stay disciplined reading the word. Stay disciplined. Even if you don't want to that day, stay disciplined and do it. Continue to pray. Continue to go to God. Anyways, I was long-winded, but I was reading this morning in Proverbs chapter 16. It says, "The preparations of the heart and man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." This is actually an ellipsis. This is, "To man pertain the plans of his heart, but from Jehovah," or the Lord, "comes the final decree." You plan where you're going in your life, but it's God that walks you there. He decides where you go. I mean, I know we have ultimate control. God does not possess. He allows you to do things. But when you start to go to God and you constantly walk with Him and you talk to Him and He guides you into things you need to be guided on, where you're going to end up is beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's a state that you might not even know what that is. Verse 2, "All the ways of a man are clean, are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits." And these are the invisible characteristics of man. You're open in the sight of God. And, you know, as I listen to these hymns, one of the things I do not like is when people just bash themselves. "I'm a sinner. I'm not good enough. I'm worthless," all that stuff. I do not do that. God, you are, the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're a son of God. There is no way you're worthless. There's no way you're a wrench. There's no way you're bad. You are a son of God with inherited rights, inherited rights. You have, God gives you through the inner man, the spirit of the inner man, the ability and the emotional will to do. You are good enough now. Verse 4, "The Lord hath made all things for himself, even the wicked for the day of evil." I don't know why this blesses me, but all these people, all this evilness that's going on in this world, God made it for the day of that ending. You have to go through trials and tribulations to know when it's good. I don't know. That just blesses me. Anyways, verse 5, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination or morally disgusting to the Lord. Through hand in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy," and this is that grace and that loving kindness, "and truth, perverseness or iniquity is covered or purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. by mercy. That's that loving disposition God has for you. God gave us mercy when he let his son die for us. That mercy you have, in truth you have. Not only do you have it through the word, not only do you have it when you read the word, you have it in you through the Spirit. It's a spiritual fruit that we have. And that fruit yields that in and of itself. If you cultivate that fruit and work on that fruit, you're going to see more and more and more and more. But I always love that verse. It talks about, you know, by much study is a weariness of the flesh. You know, you can go out there and go do it, but I'm telling you, the more you deal, the more you get, open your eyes, the more you see the truth, it's not necessarily the greatest thing in the world. If you go, I mean, I don't know where it is. I think it's like Proverbs 1. If you go over there, actually, you know what? No, it's Ecclesiastes 1. If you go to Ecclesiastes 1, chapter 1, verse 18, for in much wisdom is much grief. And he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. And that in much wisdom there is much grief. It's mortification. In much wisdom is much grief. And it doesn't matter what people say. It's what the word says. And when the word says it, it's the truth. So yes, it's great to be wise. Yes, it's great to understand the truth. But recognize that there's grief and sorrow in that. There's something nice to being ignorant to what's going on. If you go to God and you pray to God, live your life through the sight of your eyes. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. What's in front of you? What's the next appointment you have? Who are you going to be with tonight? Your family, your friends, that's what's important. Your relationship with God, that's what's important. It's not the desire. It's not letting your mind go whip all over the place. It's not paying attention to all this stuff that's happening because there's somebody greater watching it, and that's God, and that's written. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Live your life for the moments you have right now. It's not going to be there forever. Have a great, well, it actually is going to be there forever once we're out of here, but this earth won't be here forever. Have a phenomenal day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Also younger than the sun.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that's going on. I thank you for the increased strength and to just get me back to where I was, Father. I'm very grateful for that. I pray and I thank you for yesterday and the relationship with my brother and I, that we could go through what we did yesterday and it's stronger and it's better, and that the things that need to get done are going to get done. And it's a blessing to me, Father. And I thank you for just taking care of especially the business, everything that's going on with that you just kind of clean that up. And I thank you for your believers today, Father, that you just bless them and put your hedge of protection around them and show them your love. And I'm very grateful that we can go to you in any and all situations and what your son did. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.